This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We're expecting to hear that all the major banks are expected to pass their financial stress test this year, which will be fine news if you'd like the financial system to survive a future crisis. From Marketplace's Washington Bureau, our Adam Allington joins me now live. Adam, how do these things work, these stress tests?
The test applies to the 34 biggest banks in the country, those with at least $50 billion in assets, and it's there to ensure that banks have enough cash reserves to withstand a severe global recession, like the one we saw in 2008. The banks that pass this first test are then subject to a second, which says whether or not they can return some of their profits to shareholders. Last year, all but two banks passed this second test, so you can see why investors are excited.
All right, and this is happening on the same day that a senior Federal Reserve official will testify in Congress and share his view that the Volcker Rule is too strict. This is the famous rule which prevents banks from making risky bets with the bank's own money.
So Federal Reserve Governor Jay Powell will testify before the Senate. And what he'll say is the Volcker Rule is too constricting, that it forces banks to separate accounts that may not actually be taking risky bets, and that puts all this cash liquidity to sleep that could otherwise benefit the economy. Powell also wants to exempt smaller community banks from the Volcker Rule. Any changes, however, would require approval from several bank regulators as well as the Fed.
All right. Marketplace's Adam Allington, thank you for that.